This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back on a beautiful Wednesday evening. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe Messina. I am your guest host tonight. It is a pleasure being with you for hour number two. Got a lot more to talk about tonight. This hour, I've got another fantastic guest coming up. You know CPAC? Yeah, you know those guys, the Conservative Political Action Committee? They just finished a big meetup down in Texas. You may have seen some folks like Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and some other folks that are down there. We've got Jack Calavritinos. He is CPAC's executive director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. He's going to be joining us after the next break. We are going to be continuing to talk about this new tax and spend Green New Deal reconciliation bill that, in his mind, possibly, and a lot of people believe this, may have handed control of the House to the GOP in November. You may be cheering that. You may not be cheering that, depending upon your perspective on things. But 3 months is a long time from now in political life. And we'll see what Jack has to say on that. And, there's so many inconsistencies in this law that just passed. And I was talking in the last hour, Kurt, with in regards to electric vehicles and the whole thing regarding the Green New Deal and the climate change is that they were going to be funneling billions of dollars to try to transfer people into driving electric vehicles. Now, you may find this surprising if you've been following me for years. I'm a big supporter of EVs. I think they're fantastic. They're fast. They're clean. They are energy efficient. I enjoy riding. I've been driving a plug-in hybrid for the past 4 years, and I'm on the list for a Fisker as soon as it comes out next year. But the interesting thing is that anybody that is looking to buy an EV that hasn't cemented their contract yet before this bill was signed into law yesterday, there's an 80% chance that you're going to be out of luck in getting your $7,500 tax rebate now. And the reason is because part of this bill is trying to, and when I say this, I got to say this about this part of the bill. I'm a big supporter in bringing business manufacturing home to the United States. I don't think we should be propping up enemies like China. And this is something that the previous president, Donald Trump, really focused on. So I was somewhat surprised to see, and I think it came from a different place here, that there was a push to bring back business from China in the way of if you're manufacturing an electric vehicle overseas, if it's assembled overseas and not in the United States, you're not going to get your $7,500 tax rebate. If the battery, the sourcing for the battery isn't from the United States in the next few years, you're not going to get your $7,500 tax rebate. So according to the math here, a lot of articles have been coming out across the board from the left and the right that are suggesting that this Inflation Reduction Act, which absolutely has zero to do with inflation, reducing inflation, but has more to do with prescription drugs, and it has to do with enforcing tax law, with increasing the IRS. It has to do with electric vehicles and solar and wind and everything else. They may actually be hurting themselves, or are they propping up the union-sponsored GMs and Fords in the United States? Now, this is an interesting discussion because Fisker, which is a United States company, is assembling their cars in Austria through Magna. And Rivian and a lot of these other cars manufacturers that are coming online, and they're making some beautiful cars, not cheap. Rivian is $80,000. Fisker starts at under 40, by the way. Fantastic, fantastic car. They're building a sport utility with up to 350-mile range, and it's starting under $40,000. With your tax rebate, and depending upon your state rebates, you could be getting into a brand-new, beautiful, beautiful brand-new car for around $30,000 with, you know, basically not paying for gas. That's why I like them. I'm a fiscal conservative. I want to conserve my fiscal. That's really what it is for me. And of course, I believe, you know, if there's a way to transfer, move on from the fossil fuel discussion. The absolute reality of this bill, and it's now a law that just passed, is that 80% of electric vehicle manufacturers, people that buy their car, will not get their $7,500 rebate now. Unless the companies move back onshore, back to the United States. And in the next few years, they have to figure out a way to source all of their material for their batteries outside in the United States, in North America. What's going to happen then? So all of a sudden, people that wanted to buy a Rivian or a Fisker or any of the other cars that look fantastic, the high-end ones like Mercedes and Porsche, the lower-end ones like the Kias and this, and they're not going to be able to get one inexpensively with the $7,500 rebate. Isn't that spiting themselves? Aren't they in trouble because of that? Because fewer people are going to be able to afford EVs. Interesting discussion. Anyway, we're going to be continuing this after the break here with Jack Calavitrinos, who is the CTAC's Executive Director for Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. We'll be right back after the break. Whiskey Dave here for Real Side Radio.
It's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
And welcome back. We are a quarter way through the second hour tonight on the GCN Salem Radio Network across the Fruited Plain here. Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. We are having a great time tonight. We're talking about the law that was just passed yesterday by the president, Joe Biden. We're not calling it, the Inflation Reduction Act. And we've been talking about it tonight, and I'm delighted to have joining us CPAC's Executive Director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine, Jack Calavitinos. Jack, welcome. And it is great to have you fresh off of CPAC in Texas, yes?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. And, yeah, we had quite a success. You know, CPAC used to only be once a year, and now it's at least twice a year in the U.S. with a couple of other conferences around the globe. And since it was in Texas, it was especially well-attended.
Yeah, I bet it was. So I watched some of the speeches. You had Ted Cruz and others, Trump. I went to a lot of CPACs over the years, especially when they were in National Harbor. Just out of personal curiosity, did you notice a difference between the folks at National Harbor and the folks down in Texas that attended?
I mean, that's a good point. By the way, it will be coming back again to D.C. But, I mean, it was definitely a stronger sort of West Coast conservatives, not only from Texas, but, you know, from surrounding states, which, you know, was sort of cool because I'm not sure all those folks would have necessarily come to National Harbor. Yeah. Certainly you don't have the same level of, you know, Hill staffers and sort of D.C. Republicans going. So you can really make the case, you know, for both locations.
Before we get a little wonky here, you are the executive director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine, which folks can be found at nosocializedmedicine.org, nosocializedmedicine.org. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, no, thank you. It's been around a little while, and, you know, I'm relatively new. I was in the Trump administration. I worked under Secretary Azar as his external affairs director, and actually I was one of the first two people from the Trump administration to set foot on the FDA campus back 1 week after the inaugural in 2017. Matt Schlapp and Dan Schneider gave me an opportunity to do this. We're a coalition of about 25 different groups under the umbrella of CPAC and really meant to shine a bright light and rally the troops on a range of healthcare issues that go beyond, you know, what a lot of people think about, which is, let's say, Obamacare, for instance. And, you know, this sort of goes beyond that. And this bill is the perfect example of how the left tries to pull the wool over people's eyes and put under a nice, pretty, you know, like wrapped up, you know, wrapping paper. Oh, this is about reducing drug prices. And the mainstream media goes along with it. We're, you know, we were sadly unsuccessful just because of the dynamics in Congress of, you know, getting this portion of the reconciliation bill removed. So sadly, you know, it's now part of the law, and it's even more important that we make the right decisions in November and in 2024.
So with that, if the right decisions, as you say, are made in November, is there a way that a Republican House, I guess you'd have to have a Republican Senate as well, can kind of pick this thing apart, or do you have to have a president in the White House as well?
Oh, this is a good question because I did a bunch of radio when I was at CPAC, but no one really asked that question. It hadn't passed yet. And having been in Washington a long time, I don't like, you know, people getting the wrong not only the wrong impression, but having the wrong assumptions. I mean, it is going to be the law of the land, sadly. Now, the good news is the power of the purse is important. And with a Republican House, you know, getting HHS and its sub-agency CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, funded to do what it is this bill wants to do, and then have the kind of accountability that keeps the political appointees busy by coming up on the Hill and appearing before hearings is nothing to sneeze at. But really, to get it, you know, obviously overturned, you need a Republican president and Congress. And I have a pretty good feeling that this would be at, you know, top of mind of a new Republican administration's HHS to immediately go after and stand up for the rights of not only Medicare patients, but the innovators that make all these incredible medicines possible.
So the bill, or now the law, as you said, it's celebrated in our media about price controls and prescription drugs, the ability to negotiate Medicare, and so on. Why is that bad?
Yeah, I'm so glad you're asking it that way, because the word negotiation is obviously, you know, as Americans, as people, it's not just Americans who like to negotiate. You know, you go to other countries and, you know, you want to buy something and you're in, you know, you start to haggle. And that is negotiation, and that's a good thing. You know, it's getting the best price, you know, for an item. And so sadly, that term is put as a label for a policy that is a partisan policy that the Democratic Party and the left wing of the Democratic Party has been pushing for, you know, over 12 years. So how they characterize the thing I'm about to describe is now, not surprisingly, used by the mainstream media to describe what it is. And that's just obviously not right. Like, if this was a Republican administration, you know, using the term inflation fighting, they would never call a package of tax cuts and budget cuts, if we were in power, you know, inflation fighting. At most, they would say these so-called, and they probably wouldn't even say that. So the reason that negotiation is the wrong term for this is that, you know, the government wants to always pay the best price that it can. But in this case, it's going to be mandated, and it gets very wonky and very complicated. But for a series of drugs well into the future, they're saying you will pay this amount. And if you don't negotiate with us, if you're not at the table with us, if you don't submit to the power of the federal government, we are going to tax you from 65% to 95%.
Wow.
So you have the right to just walk away and not sell your product to the government, which thankfully they still allow that, you know, in our country.
Yeah, yeah.
So as the general counsel of one of the innovator groups said to me, that's not negotiation, that's extortion.
Right.
And yet the other side, in a way, has won this sort of semantic war on that word that you asked me about.
Yeah. We've got Jack Calavitrinos, who is the CPAC's executive director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. There's a lot to talk about here in this hour about this, what he calls the tax and spend, Green New Deal, reconciliation bill, the law that just passed yesterday. President Biden, with an open mouth, signed it and gave a pen without mask and, you know, coronavirus floating around to Joe Manchin. We're going to talk about a lot more about this after the break, folks. Don't go away. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Real Side Radio. And if you want to participate, give us a phone call.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, a fierce Republican critic of Donald Trump, who has played a prominent role in the congressional probe of the assault on the Capitol, lost to a Trump-backed primary challenger in Wyoming. Cheney broadened her attack on the former president, saying He was spreading an insidious line alleging that the FBI agents who searched his Florida home were politically motivated. China's making it clear it's still angry over House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. China's U.S. ambassador warned that engagement with Taiwan will have some consequences. He said Beijing will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and block dialogue on issues such as climate change and nuclear security. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And welcome back to Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. We are talking Real Side Radio across the Fruited Plain tonight on the GCN and the Salem Radio Network. You are hearing us all over United States and even into Canada. Thank you for joining us. The Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 was just passed yesterday. The idea behind this is to, quote-unquote, curb inflation by reducing the deficit, lowering prescription drug prices, and investing into domestic energy production while promoting clean energy solutions. Well, Jack Calavitrinos, who is CPAC's executive director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine, believes that this law may have handed control of the House to the GOP in November. Jack, thanks for coming back joining us here. Do you truly believe that the House is going to switch over because of this particular bill or law now?
I mean, I believe that it was going to switch before this. I believe that they're doubling down on their left-wing, you know, ideology and trying to wrap it into something being inflation fighting, since that's what most Americans care about. And I do not think that this is going to move the needle at all for them to, you know, lose the House. I just wish the Senate was more of a sure thing. And because certain races are way too close and sadly Republicans are behind, I wouldn't put any money on what happens in the Senate. And let's just, you know, hope that the right decisions get made by the voters in some key states.
Yeah, I was reading a report today that showed that the Senate looks likely to remain in Democrat control as of today, and 3 months, as you know, is a lifetime in politics. But there are certain races which look troubling if you are a betting person right now on the Republicans. So let me ask you this, because one of the things that we were just talking about before the break, you were talking about the bill's price control on prescription drugs and the ability to, quote-unquote, negotiate and so on. But let me ask you, is there anything in this bill that you think is a good thing?
Well, there is a provision in there that talks about, and we're talking about Medicare, because this This involves Medicare. Now, granted, Medicare is the largest payer for healthcare in the world. And so what Medicare does, you know, influences what private insurers do. But there is a cap on out-of-pocket, out-of-pocket expenses for seniors. And, you know, if that had been the only thing that the Democrats had pushed, if they had said, look, we're going to take this targeted bipartisan approach to this, there were a lot of Republicans, you know, industry, people could have rallied around that. It wouldn't have been controversial. But no, instead they have to go for what they've been pushing for years, mischaracterize it as negotiation, and then also mischaracterize it by calling it inflation fighting.
Why can't we pass
something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I want to mention something from the, I never quote the Washington Post, but this is kind of interesting. They did a piece, they do these silly fact checker pieces, and we know how, you know, the mainstream media, you know, likes to do their fact checking. But the headline of it is Biden's claim that the drug pricing bill will, quote, help fight inflation. So when I saw this dated July 22nd, I was pretty hopeful that they were going to try to be balanced on this, right? So they go through it, and they go through how the price controls won't even take effect until 2026, 2027, 2028, into the next president's term. So the conclusion of it cracks me up. They call it the Pinocchio test to see whether the person's actually, you know, being Pinocchio or not. And it actually says, you know, one provision might lower the cost a little bit, but most of it won't be done until, you know, the next presidential term. Given the complex debate, we're going to go ahead and leave this unrated. Like, they can't even bring themselves to call a spade and say what this is, which is that will have no impact on inflation.
Wow.
So they're going to leave this one unrated.
That's, I mean, yeah, see no evil, heal no evil. That's pretty. Hey, listen, it's the Washington Post. It's what journalism is today. Jack, you know, let me ask you another aspect of this, because I know you focused on, our healthcare system and medicine.
Yeah.
The idea that they were going to increase Obamacare. And in fact, Obama came out and said, jokingly, tongue in cheek, this is a BFD. That's what, which is what Biden said when Obamacare passed back in 2012, 2013, I want to say. The idea that they are going to be cementing and strengthening Obamacare. What are your feelings on this as director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine?
Yeah, thank you for bringing this up, because the way this whole bill has been framed, it talks about the, you know, prices of medicine, and we've talked about that today. But what doesn't get mentioned, because it doesn't have the public support, is the expansion of Obamacare. You know, one of my friends and colleagues had a piece recently, Grace Marie Turner, in Real Clear Health, called A Giant Stride Towards Socialism. And in here she says that continuing the expanded and enhanced Obamacare subsidies would be a major entitlement expansion. And it's being voted on, obviously, before the CBO has even, you know, looked at the full cost of what this would do. So Democrats saw that this was going to be a political hit, that people were going to be losing their Obamacare subsidies before the election. And so they went ahead and added that to this inflation, this quote unquote inflation fighting bill of theirs. And you know, Republicans, it's going to be hard, if not impossible, to ever uproot Obamacare. But what can be done is not vote for these extensions and these expansions. And that's exactly what this Democratic Congress has done.
Is there any, we've talked about this briefly in our first segment, but is there any ability, if you've got vulnerable Democrats to kind of nip and tuck at this a little bit around the edges, especially when it comes to, I mean, there's now an outcry from the EV community, the electric vehicle community, that 80% of cars, electric vehicles, are not going to be applicable for their $7,500 rebate, which is going to make them a lot more expensive. So with that being said, is there a way for the Democrats, while they're still in power, to come back and nip and tuck this with the Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, possibly, yeah. It's, I think conservatives have to, we need to do a better job and spend the kind of time that you're willing to spend on your show is a good example of it, is to sort of like tell the truth on this, you know, and force the media to cover this so that the Post, for instance, will not only say this will have a minimal impact, but then actually say, and therefore, by saying it's inflation fighting, you're actually, you know, saying something that isn't true. And, you know, there's so many people. My dad sadly passed away from cancer. There's so many families that are impacted by cancer. And this is an interesting fact that in Europe, seniors only have access to citizens, because of their own socialized health care, only have access to 60% of oncology drugs. And yet in this country, under Medicare, patients have over 96% access to drugs. Well, you know, that's important to tell that story. And our side hasn't told that story well enough. If your average American knows about the long lines in England, you know, the long lines in Canada for getting important surgeries. But I'm not sure they really understand the restricted access that their own friends and relatives who live abroad have to important medicine.
Yeah, I was born and raised in England, and National Health Service, while it's applauded by many on the left, we saw the limitations of what it can provide during COVID, and it was a miserable failure in many ways. You stick through the break, Jack. I'd love to have you continue discussing what is going on right now and the impact of this new law that was just passed, which is so not about reducing inflation. It's about increasing inflation with tax and spend. Jack Calavetrinos, who is CPAC's Executive Director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine, and you can find that at nosocializedmedicine.org. We're going to be back here after the break and continue this fascinating discussion. Whiskey Dave here at Realside Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
And welcome back. I love the bumper music tonight here, folks. Whiskey Dave in the chair here at Real Side Radio. I am delighted to be continuing to talk about what I think is a really, really important subject for so many of our listeners, and that is why I am very much appreciative to Jack Calavetrinos, who is CPAC's Executive Director of the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine, to talk about this law that was just passed yesterday. Really speaking, that most people have zero understanding outside of what CBS is reporting or the Washington Post is reporting of the inner workings of this law. Welcome back, Jack. Thank you for spending the time with us tonight.
Thank you so much. And by the way, I love that music. I mean, no one's
right?
Ever would have been perfectly Greek, my last name, but I mean, I love that.
So you've talked about some of the aspects of this law in relation to health care. We talk about Medicare being able to negotiate drugs there. And it really is a very small number of drugs on an annual basis. It starts in about four years down the road, 10, 15 drugs a year. We really don't know what they are right now. But the GOP Doctors Caucus, which is, I'm sure you know some of the players in there. On Monday, before the law was passed, they wrote that pricing controls could limit resources, stymie research, and cause a significant drop in provider reimbursement. I mean, when we talk about, you know, a lot of people want good health care and they want to be taken care of and they don't want to, you know, go broke in their old age buying medications and the like. Talk about, from a free market perspective, which is where I think the GOP Doctors Caucus comes from, why they are concerned about this.
Yeah, I saw that letter. That was a fantastic letter. And, you know, where's the, you know, sort of, where's the Democratic Doctors Caucus to, you know, speak up about this? And if they actually, if the physicians on the other side of the aisle, you know, are happy with it, go ahead and sort of rebut the, you know, the arguments that, you know, we've been making here tonight. They've been pretty silent. You know, one thing that was sort of highlighted in that letter was the importance of the doctor-patient, you know, relationship. When I think about where medicine has gone, and I've married into a family of doctors, and there's a lot of frustration among the doctors in my family, it's about the centralization, and it's the making a commodity of the providing of health care to people. And I think people trust and care about the relationship they have with their doctor, and doctors obviously, or most do, you know, it goes the other way. But what they don't like is when big government wants to get in the way of that. And I think we saw that, hate to bring up COVID, but, you know, one of the biggest problems with these terrible mandates were it ripped apart this relationship that people normally have with their doctors, where they're making their own decisions based on their family feelings about something, their relationship with their doctor, the advice that they're getting. And so this type of legislation is just one more step towards sort of the centralization of healthcare in our country.
The letter that you refer to, the GOP Doctors Caucus, was written to Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on Monday, 24 hours before the law was passed. They warned that government price controls have consequences, and they said that without sacrificing the cures and treatments that will provide for a healthier future, they're calling for a bipartisan plan to lower drug costs without that, without sacrificing the cures and treatments that will provide for a healthier future. So from your perspective, if you could write this plan or rewrite this plan to lower drug costs, which we all agree are much too high, what would you do? To tell me specifically how you do this.
Oh, this is great. Thank you. Because being in the Trump administration, and look, a lot of people don't even remember this, if they even ever knew it. But once COVID hit, our minds were wiped clean in a lot of ways. But President Trump had a pretty dramatic drug pricing agenda. It was actually the most significant of any president in history. It's even bigger than this thing that just passed on the left. And it was a multi-pronged thing that had a lot of support. You know, some in industry didn't love one provision of it. But what I take away from that is something that this bill wants to delay into perpetuity.
Jack, I'm sorry. Are you referring to the American Rescue Plan of 2020?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Were you just referring to the American Rescue Plan Act of 2020?
No. I'm referring to President Trump's plan for lowering prescription drug costs through a number of regulatory actions, and one of them was what we called the rebate rule, which was a way to do something about middlemen the PBMs that have a financial interest in keeping the list prices of drugs high. And Secretary Azar went after them hard. He got a lot of grief because insurance companies were upset. Insurance companies usually own these middlemen companies that have a vested interest in keeping prices higher. And if you can believe it, this bill actually puts that on ice and puts that on hold, something that Secretary Azar, as a former, you know, drug company executive, knew that would have dramatic would have a significant impact on prices if this were to pass. And he put it into motion through the regulatory process. And sadly, this bill, this inflation thing, bill, the drug pricing part, puts that on hold. And it's very wonky to get into it, but the middleman aspect of drug prices is one of the little known but important reasons why prices are so high.
It seems to me like everything that you look at is the opposite of how it's sold, from the name of the bill down to actually what comes out. I mean, is everything topsy-turvy now coming out of Washington, Jack?
Yes. No, you're right. And it kills me because, you know, there's nothing worse than the name itself, because I keep coming back to, if this was Reagan, Bush 41, 43, or Trump, and we had high inflation, and our prescription was, you know, conservative policies such as tax cuts and regulatory cuts and smaller government, and if we called that, you know, our inflation fighting act, no mainstream media organization would ever go with that. They would never repeat that. They would call it the controversial tax cut plan that is deemed to be an inflation fighting item that is deemed to be, a lie by, 60 economists.
Yeah. It's pretty Orwellian. It's really scary. And, I mean, we haven't even touched upon, you know, the green energy part of this, or the IRS expansions, or, I mean, there's so many elements to this. I just wish that we could pass a bill that becomes law that everybody has the chance to read, and it is about one thing, instead of throwing into a salad bowl a potpourri of different things. I mean, you know, the line item veto, we need that desperately. We once, you know, and it seems like it was just continuing going in the wrong direction. In the last couple of minutes here, and I greatly appreciate you taking the time with us, Jack, tonight. You know, folks across the country are really concerned about this. Talk a little bit again about the Coalition Against Socialized Medicine and how CPAC is working, and what people can do to learn more about what it is that you guys do over there and how that, you know, they can help.
Oh, thank you for that. And before I say that, I just want to, on your last point that you just were making about big bills where things are hidden, it's like they have been very successful in passing big bills that hide a lot of bad stuff. And, you know, the infrastructure bill is a good example of that. You know, they take a term that is a bipartisan term, the infrastructure bill, they fill it with bad stuff, and then they figure, look, they'll get enough support for it and get it through. And, you know, they're getting through their ideological priorities, you know, through these big bills, not going through regular process, you know, as you sort of referring to.
Right.
So people can be active by, you know, highlighting to their members of Congress, especially their, ones that are in vulnerable seats that are, you know, they took a risk, you know, and Pelosi and Schumer, you know, put the vulnerable ones at risk. But they're really only at risk if moderates and conservatives and center-right people, you know, speak out and say, we're really upset, you know, that you sold this as something that really isn't. And this is going to, you know, hurt free enterprise and hurt innovation and hurt patients. And I will end with this, unless you have something else, is that a couple commercial breaks ago, you said, you know, that when Biden signed this and handed the pen to Manchin, you know, how symbolic was that? You know, it was a very feeble handoff and didn't make our current president, you know, look very good when he did it.
Right.
Because of the state that he's in. But he handed the pen because that's
he did.
Who
Jack,
sealed the
thank
deal.
You. We got to sign off here, but thank you so much for taking the time. Everybody, check Jack Calavetrinos over at Coalition Against Socialized Medicine. You can find him at nosocializedmedicine.org. Jack, thanks again for spending the time with us tonight. We'll be right back at the top of the hour, folks. Don't go away for hour number three.